I'm George Walker, and our special guests this morning are the Canary Quartet, soprano, alto, tenor, and baritone saxophones. They're all currently students at the Jacobs School of Music, studying with Dr. Otis Murphy. And this morning, we're delighted to have this award-winning group with us. I've never had the opportunity to hear a saxophone quartet. I've seen saxophones, of course, in jazz ensembles, even some duos at times, but the opportunity to hear four playing kind of like a mini organ sometimes is something new to me. So I'm going to ask the group to let us sample their individual sounds. Perhaps we could start with Bob Eason, the sound of the soprano, which surprised me just how high up you go, Bob. High indeed. Duran Jones is the alto saxophonist of the group. Exploiting the middle sounds there, but Duran's quite capable of moving up into some of the range that Bob Eason explores with the soprano. Corey Dundee is the tenor sax player in the group. And the baritone saxophonist, the person with something that looks like a trunk as he walked in with it, Stephen Banks, baritone. This morning, we'll have a chance to hear music by Piazzolla, Nagao, and Kapustin. And I wondered if someone from the group would like to talk a little bit about the joys of Piazzolla for a saxophone quartet.
I think the piece that we're going to play is Adios Nonino, which Astor Piazzolla wrote in remembrance of his father. And I think as far as the saxophone quartet goes, playing Piazzolla's music is a really, really great opportunity for us to showcase the different timbres and the different genres we can play on this instrument.
Music of Piazzolla, played by the Canary Quartet here on WFIU. Thank you. Astor Piazzolla's tribute to his father, played by our guests, the Canary Quartet, four saxophone majors at Indiana University, who formed the group back in August of 2012. They're our special guests this morning. Gentlemen, the Piazzolla switching gears and dynamics on a very thin dime. Marches, tangos, love songs, all going on. I'm curious about the name. Someone has to step forward and say, where does Canari, K-E-N-A-R-I, come from for a saxophone quartet?
Well, we actually spent a good bit of time looking for a name. Canari is actually, as some might expect, it means canary, but it's Indonesian. And in Indonesia, the canary is the bird of song, and we thought that that was pretty appropriate for our group.
Thank you, Stephen. An Indonesian bird naming an Indiana University, it sounds perfectly reasonable to me. Now, I've been looking over the bios of you gentlemen, and one thing you rather seem to enjoy is competitions. And you seem to have done very, very well for them. Tell me a little bit about what's the fun, or is it just a professional need that you enter these various competitions? And they're not just for saxophones, by the way. You're up against string quartets and other ensembles as well.
Well, actually, participating in competitions for us is it's a great way to just get really disciplined at preparing works. And through that process, we become stronger as an ensemble. And it helps that we all really enjoy playing together. So, but on the other hand, competitions also provide great networking opportunities to meet with other performers and possibly get more performance opportunities in the future.
Tenor saxophonist Corey Dundee speaking there. Next, music by a composer new to me, Jun Nagao. Music from a quartet of his. Any special notes about this?
Well, this certain movement, the third movement, is called Aspire, which means to sigh or to breathe. The first movement of this quartet piece is called Perdre, I think that's how it's pronounced, which means to lose. And the second movement, Cherche, is to seek or to search out. This is the third movement. This is to sigh, to breathe. And the fourth movement, Trouver, is to find. So this is a very lyrical, really compelling work. It's a really, really cool piece. So hopefully you can hear the sighing.
Perhaps featuring the alto sax. Duran Jones speaking there. Here's our music by Nagao from the quartet. Sighs from the Quartet by Jun Nagao, played by the Canary Quartet in our studios, our guests this morning, a group currently at Indiana University. And you won't find these gentlemen just in the classical repertoire. You'll find some of them playing with the IU Latin Jazz Ensemble, the Symphonic Band, sometimes perhaps fronting a Pops Orchestra, even with one of the IU Jazz Ensembles, so a variety of approaches. This morning we have a chance to sample their sounds in the classical realm. One last little piece that you've promised us, music that it's a prelude by a composer named Kapustin, and Corey, you've arranged this for the group.
Yes, that's right. This is actually one prelude from composer Nikolai Kapustin's 24 preludes in jazz style, and they're originally for solo piano. The cool thing about these preludes is that they seem very improvisatory, but they're actually very strictly notated. And when I first heard them, the piano versions, I thought, wow, this would sound awesome with saxophone quartet. And it turned out that the parts actually fit really well with the ensemble. So here you'll hear one of those preludes.
Listening to the Canary Quartet, Bob Eason, Duran Jones, Corey Dundee, and Stephen Banks playing a little prelude there by Kapustin, originally for piano and arranged by the group's own Corey Dundee. We're hoping to put the Canary Quartet on our website with some of the music you've heard this morning. So if you have a friend who perhaps hasn't had a chance to hear this morning, do tell them to be on the lookout at wfiu.org. Gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's been a real pleasure. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.